Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, the podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. In this episode, I ask the question, is there a simple path to financial planning? But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on October 29th, 2024. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it, is there a simple path to financial planning? Well, it depends. You'd think there would be a basic map for financial planning, one that's straightforward with clear steps to follow. But as longtime listeners know, it depends. Why would that be? This is because everyone's starting point, goals, and circumstances are different. So let's get into why finding one simple plan for everyone is almost impossible. The first thing we have to address is income. Your income is the foundation of any financial plan, but here's the catch. Not all income is created equal. A high earner might have less financial flexibility than someone making less, depending on their lifestyle choices, debt load, or family obligations. For some, a bigger paycheck can make it easier to save and invest, but for others, it can be an excuse to splurge. It's not just about what you make, it's about how you manage it. And then there are competing desires. Let's say you're trying to save for retirement, but you want to take a big vacation. How do you balance these? It's tricky because financial planning isn't just about spreadsheets and returns. It's also about feeling fulfilled today while still preparing for tomorrow. Some people feel content with a basic lifestyle and are okay with stashing away a large portion of their paycheck, while others might value experiences and prefer spending more now, even if it means saving a little bit less tomorrow. This is where personal preferences come into play, and they can be downright irrational. You might have a soft spot for a certain luxury or hobby that eats into your savings. Maybe it's a desire to travel, eating fancy dinners, or even a love for rare collectibles. Is that rational from a financial perspective? Probably not. But it's part of who you are, and financial planning needs to account for these personal quirks. Let's not forget that life happens in unpredictable ways. You could have a perfect plan that gets thrown off by a job loss, a health issue, or an unexpected family obligation. It's one of the biggest reasons there is no universal roadmap for financial planning. You can't map out the unpredictable. Even the best financial planners will tell you they're constantly adjusting plans to match life surprises. And while there are core principles, such as budgeting, saving, and diversifying your investments, their application depends entirely on your circumstances, goals, and life stages. To recap, financial planning ultimately depends on your income, your priorities, your preferences, and the inevitable surprises life throws your way. It's why having a flexible plan and regularly revisiting it is more practical than chasing after a one-size-fits-all solution. So, to answer the question, is there a simple path to financial planning? Well, it depends.